Now, so many people getting involved on teachers, so many people getting involved on digital age of consent, people getting involved on sexism. We're going to have to get back to all those texts because I'm joined now in studio. I'm just said to her, I can't believe you're real. I only see you on the telly. By the wonderful Amanda Byron. She
Hello.
Is a former model, renowned television presenter, obviously The Swan in the US, Total Wipeout in the UK, and of course Dancing with the Stars. But today you're in to talk about the women's mini marathon, because for the second year running, you are going to be involved in all of that.
I certainly am. Yes, hello. And
hello.
I feel very welcome now.
Thank you very much. tell me about the mini marathon.
The mini marathon. Oh, well, I did it last year and I was an ambassador last year, and it honestly
for
was.
For a second, I thought you said you were an embarrassment last year. And I was thinking, you,
well, there was
the
that.
Goddess.
There was that. I was also an embarrassment. Well, I walked it last year, and that's the interesting thing, is everybody would think I'm superwoman because I talk about being fit, and I talk about fitness and health and empowering women through fitness and health, and I am strong and I lift weights and I do all of that and I love it, but I don't run. And so last year when I was asked to become an ambassador, I thought, yes, I would love to, because it embodies everything that I'm passionate about, but I don't run. And they said, that's perfect, because actually of the 35,000 women that partake, not all of them are going to be running. Some are going to be walking, some are going to be crawling, some are going to be in outfits, some are going to be jogging. And it was really important for me. And I did it with my mum last year, who's 69 this year, and she
amazing.
Had an amazing time, to just get that across, that it's not all about being the fastest. It's about doing your personal best. And the atmosphere on the day was electric. I'd never seen anything like it in my life. The whole of Dublin city centre shuts down. So it's from Fitzwilliam Square to Baggot Street, but the whole way around. And it's just incredible because you're walking on the motorway and there are no cars. And it's just all these women and they're cheering and shouting, and it's the camaraderie ship, and it's just the biggest all-female event in the world.
Really?
In the world. The biggest charity fundraiser one-day event in Ireland, but the biggest all-female in the world. So it's unbelievable.
It does raise a fortune for
it
lots of different charities, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Well, this is the 36th year and it's raised over 200 million. Euro to date.
Holy
you believe
crap.
That?
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot
for
of
great
money.
Causes.
All great causes, exactly. And you don't have to do it for charity, but of course, you know, why wouldn't you? It's
well,
just it's a great, great day.
I have done it once myself. I did.
Were you an embarrassment?
I wasn't that embarrassing. I sort of ran it. I ran it reasonably,
oh,
but like not
go.
Very quickly, but kind of like a slow plodding
yeah.
run.
I'm attempting that this
which
year.
Is all I
yes.
do anyway. But do you know what I loved? I loved all the signs going, you know, keep going, you've left the immersion
Isn't it
on.
Brilliant? And yes,
all those little
yes.
motivations.
Yeah.
See all women going, oh my God, I'm running that little bit faster. It is a very big feel good, and it's a very kind of I'm saying something very obvious, I suppose, but there's a very pro-woman vibe to the
Absolutely.
Whole thing.
Absolutely, there really is. And I think it's just women getting together to have a laugh, to have a giggle, to do something serious as well
yeah.
as in support their charities. And just women coming together, chatting to each other who've never met each other before. And then what I found was really fascinating last year, there were families of people just standing all the way along the sidelines, cheering people on. So they'd come out, it was Monday last year, Bank Holiday Monday, but we've actually moved it to Sunday this year, which is going to be great.
Ah,
so
cool.
It's Bank Holiday Sunday. But, you know, on your Bank Holiday Monday or Sunday, they were just coming out to cheer people on. And that's, you know, it was lovely.
The year I did it, it was very warm. It was a very hot day, which was nice. And people were a little bit sweltered or whatever. As we were coming into Donnybrook, the fire station started.
Oh no.
It was like something out of a Diet Coke ad. There was all these hunky firemen spraying the women with hoses.
And 35,000 women
swooning at the same time. It was actually hilarious, but it was a really fun, unexpected thing. Next thing, you're being sprayed with a fire hose.
That's
kind of thing.
Well, I didn't get that last year. No,
it might have been warm enough.
That this year. Yeah, okay, I don't care if it's warm or not. Actually, it was raining last
Spray
year.
Spray me anyway. Yeah, exactly. Obviously, you're known. I think when I first became aware with you, it was obviously The Swan in the US, but
yeah.
you've had big shows in the UK too. But the current everyone's favourite at the moment is Dancing with the
Stars.
Yes. Oh, is it great fun to
It's amazing fun. It really is fantastic. Last year, we loved it. We had a brilliant time, but we didn't know if it was going to do well or not. So we came in with brilliant ratings. And then you think, well, are people going to keep watching? Because are they watching out of curiosity? But we kept our ratings all the way through. So then you come to a year later and you think, well, obviously no one's going to watch this year because they watched last year. But we came in at exactly the same ratings and it's doing really well. So we're just really chuffed that people are watching, you know, as you do with every show you do.
Do you have secret favourites?
I don't have secret favourites because I genuinely
public favourites.
But No. I genuinely love them all because I get to know them all really well. And I think they're all fantastic. They're all like my little children. I can't have a favourite child. I love Jake's energy, his cheeky, chappy energy. He's fantastic.
He's also a great
brilliant dancer.
Absolutely.
Deirdre's wonderful. I know Deirdre from years ago. Anna's just superb, and her back and her muscles and her energy are incredible. We lost Alana last week, unfortunately. Who else we got left? We've got Rob, and we have, there's one more girl. Deirdre, Anna, Alana.
Erin,
of course. Oh,
took
my
me
God.
A second
and I love Erin. Now, she is a feisty woman. She's fantastic.
She really is, you can tell.
Yeah.
Obviously, the McGregor spirit or whatever.
She has it.
But
she's got it.
Fair play to her.
Yeah.
I find it hard when people I like go out. I was very upset when Maya Dunphy was knocked out. And I did think that the judges, and if they're listening, I'm going to say it to you, I thought they were very hard on her. She was marked kind of in the same bracket as, no disrespect to them, gorgeous fellas, mm-hmm. but desperate dancers. Bernard O'Shea and Marcy.
So I think what they do is, and they've come under a little bit of fire for that, and what they do is they have to compartmentalize each dance and each dancer. So they're not comparing Maya to Marty, for example. So they're judging that particular dance on the merit that he deserved within that dance. So what he did and how far he came from the week before. So it's not saying, Marty, you got a 6 and actually Maya, you'll get a 7 because you were a little bit better than Marty. It's how they performed that week in comparison to the week before. Exactly.
It just seems very unfair because
I defy
you to find a person in the country that doesn't love Marty. Marty, we do love you, and the Marty
we
party
do,
we enjoy watching it and all that, but God bless the man as he hops from
he
foot
to foot.
He wasn't
the best dancer.
No. I mean, he makes up for it with the smile and the personality, yeah. and Bernard O'Shea, I love him too.
Love
he's hilarious
Bernard.
And he's actually a very funny dancer, but and you know, the belly bum dum and all that, it's great crack.
Yeah.
Janie, the rhythm is not there, and it seems unfair to me to say, Maya, you haven't come far enough along the road when you're still elegant and graceful and rhythmic, and the lads are brutal.
But what I will say to that is, and I said this to you before we went on air, when people say to me, let's say Alana, why did Alana go last week? And I said, okay, did you vote? No. Okay, well, the concept of the show is that if you want your favourite to stay, and we say it enough times in the show.
It's like Brexit. Don't expect
really
the people
is.
Who disagree with you
it
not to
really,
vote.
It really, really is. And it's unfortunate. And the Irish voting public, they have not an odd way of voting, but a very particular way of voting. So if they're from a county that they're from, then they will vote for them, whether they're the best
dancer. So it's quite tribal, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I can understand that. And we're very, you know, tribal
small
country.
So
that's unfortunately the way it goes. Sometimes the best dancer doesn't go out or goes out on that week.
I have to say, if I was going to have a sneaky, you know, I love Anna Geary and I know her and
she's great.
Incredible.
Yeah.
But I would like to see Deirdre win because I just think she is unbelievable. I mean, that I don't even know what it's called. That upwards, downwards,
the Charleston she did last
flip.
Week was amazing,
unreal,
I
and
know.
she's just superb.
She's brilliant. It really suited her actually. And I said that to her, and I like I say that I'm like my children. And I talk to them all in the corridors, in the toilets. We have our best chats. And Deirdre's exhausted now. She's because she's taken on so much.
Yeah.
She's got the comic relief gig coming up.
Yeah.
And she's
Paddy's
she
nice. Get the tickets. Really, really good.
Exactly. And she hosted the IFTAs in the middle of it all. And so you know, and they're all exhausted. They're dancing 7, 8, 9 hours a day. And I think with Deirdre, her journey has been very, very kind of, it's been very vivid. You can see from stage 1 to stage 10. Like it's every week she's doing something completely different. But then everybody else is getting stronger too. It's really, really hard. It's anybody's game now.
You do
really
see how
is.
They improve over the weeks and it makes you kind of think, wow, maybe I could learn to dance. Maybe any of us could.
Listen,
you know what I mean? Because they
absolutely.
Really do come a long way. And what else for Amanda Byram? You've got, I mean, you obviously have the fitness range and all that kind
yes,
of stuff.
Yes, the Activewear Body by Byram.
Yeah.
That came out in November, so that's
and
doing really
well.
And
it's how to look stylish while working out.
That's it, yes. And basically for me, it was that's all I wear. And so I wanted to wear something that looked cool and I could go to the cinema in it or I could, you know,
go
for
comfy.
Coffee in it and it's comfy.
And
then go to the gym. Exactly. So that's doing really well. So focusing on that for next season, which is something I didn't realise how difficult it was. Business is a completely different business than show business.
I feel myself recoil as you say that. I can't imagine.
I just thought this is easy. It's active wear. It's active. I'm active. I know people. I'll sell it, right? No. So you've got to set up your business. Then you've got to practically employ you've got people. There's people who you have to talk to.
Because I presume
and
you
delegate
are busy
to.
Enough. You're not sitting there all day doing data spreadsheets or whatever.
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Yeah. I am. And my husband's actually very hands-on as well. And my agent, Jules Fallon, she's hands-on. And, I've got the guys in Manchester where, you know, the manufacturing happens as well. And so there are people, but I have to delegate. And I don't know how to do that. I've got to tell two people to stop fighting. No, I don't know how to do that.
So you're
la, 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 la. I'm going home to bed now. No, you can't. Oh, no.
Do you know what I loved? I saw you had written before. Obviously, you got married last year.
Yes.
Delighted for you.
Thank you.
But yourself and your husband, you don't drink. And you
we don't.
And you met completely sober, non-drinking, which is anathema to most Irish people.
That's actually true.
Is that not true?
We were absolutely palatic on our first night.
The first night. And then decided that was a mess.
That was no, actually, interestingly, he still married me after how drunk I couldn't even get the key in the front door. But that's a whole other chat show. I had given up a few months prior, and just coincidentally, he'd given up 2 weeks prior. It was his birthday and he'd gotten really drunk and he decided that was it. He asked the universe to send him a woman of his dreams that was the one. And we bumped into each other on a shoot a couple of weeks later. And that was literally it. So our first date, we went out, we had a lot of drink. And then we just said, well, we've both given up drink. Why are we doing this?
There is a story for you. He asked the universe to send him the woman of his dreams. And then you plopped into his lap.
He said that what he asked for physically in me. So everything he put out there, and I'm very much into positive manifestation. I'm into cosmic ordering. You know, I write things down in letters. I leave them for a year and I put them away and then I read them and they've come true.
You visualize what you
Absolutely.
Want.
Absolutely. I truly believe that. I mean, when I read The Secret, I'd already done it. I was doing it since
You're
I was 13.
You're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
Just didn't write a book about it.
I just didn't write a book about it and make millions.
Shame.
Why not? So yeah, he did. And you know, it all came to fruition, which was really lovely.
Do you know what else I love? And I've heard you say it before. And I think you're a very positive role model for women in their 40s. You've said, being in your 40s is like being in your 20s nowadays. It's
Absolutely.
The new 20s because
of course it is.
The world is your oyster.
Yeah, it is. My husband says something really interesting. He says, so he's 37 and he says, I've been 12, I've been 15, I've been 20, I've been 25, I've been 33. I've been all these ages. So I know exactly what it is to act like that. So I can wake up on any given morning and be whatever age I want. And now sometimes he acts too. Which I love. But no, he's dead right. You know, you can choose what age you want to act on that particular day. Why do I have to be 44 today and be really responsible? Nah, I feel like being 22 today.
Yeah. It's also wonderful, that sense of I can be whatever I want to be.
Absolutely.
The world is full of possibilities. I love the idea.
Exactly.
One of the things I found in my 40s was I found my 30s a little bit harder in a way because a lot of that was about child rearing and all. Mm-hmm. Then I found my 40s, my horizons re-broadened in a way they hadn't since my 20s. I think there's a revisiting of opportunity and fun.
Exactly. And I think there's so much expectation of us, especially as women, you know, that people expect you to be a mother or a wife or the best daughter or
in
the best of everything.
In some set role anyway. Yeah,
exactly. And I think when you get into your 40s, you think, well, actually, you know what? What do I want? I don't care what everybody expects of me. I'm going to do this for me. And when you come to that realization that actually it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, what you think and what you want are more important than anything, because you can't make anyone else happy if you're not happy yourself. And I've learned that the hard way. So, yeah. Oh, I could sit and talk to
we
you all
day. We
certainly
could. We're going to have you back. Thank you so much for coming in and talking
to
me. Best of luck with the Women's
thank
Mini
you very
Marathon.
Much. Entries tomorrow, 11 a.m. on the website.
Perfect. Yes. And I'm going to give a big shout out to the Irish Hospice because I am an ambassador for them. In the Women's Marathon. And look, it's a big fundraiser for all our charities around the world, around the country, around all the different things we believe in. And it's an important day. So get out
Absolutely.
And run. You will have such crack. Amanda Byron,
thank
it was
you
a pleasure.
So much.
Thank
a pleasure.
You so much for coming
thank
in to me.
You.